This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, my name's Mindy and I'm from Ohio, and I've been listening to your guys' show for about a month now, and I've been going kind of backwards, randomly start picking up in the middle of season and start going forward again, and I stumbled across your October 24th, 16 episode regarding a doppelganger story, and been thinking about this for a while now, and I'm weird, nervous about leaving voicemails or recordings, I should say. So, yes, here it goes. So, I've always been kind of sensitive. I'm on a paranormal investigating team, and I like to go in with the skeptic belief. But back in 2012-ish, I was living with my boyfriend at the time, kind of like in between houses with stuff in one place and a lot of serious things going on in my life, I'd like to say, school-wise, just graduating high school and going into college and trying to figure out who I was and what I wanted to do. And this boyfriend always had some type of story, and to this point I believe him 100% in what he would say. And he would say in his room he would randomly wake up and his computer monitor would be turned towards him, but only when he had the webcam open. And he would wake up randomly through the night and he would hear his mouse clicking and his keyboard pecking away like somebody was on his computer or typing through his computer and using like the camera to look at them. I'm not sure if that's something that can be manipulated that easily, just in my own experience. But after, I guess, all of these stories have come to light, I didn't really feel anything per se in his house. I haven't had any type of experience really. Not for a while at that point, not since I was in high school and living with my parents, which there's so many stories I could go on about that. But I'll stick to this one for now. And during the wintertime, I get really congested. I'm not sure if it's just allergies or whatever. And a lot of stuff likes to drain down into the lungs, and naturally, you got to get that out. So I woke up from a dead sleep. It was probably about 6 o'clock in the morning or so, just enough so that there was a little bit of like daylight coming through, but clearly the sun wasn't up. Everything was still just as dark. And I like to sleep against the wall. Woke up to go clear out my lungs, for lack of a better term. And I crawled over my sleeping boyfriend and out into his hallway. When you walk in the hall, there's another room in front of you. You turn to your right, and it looks down the rest of the house towards, like, the front door. The bathroom will be the next room, kind of catty corner on the left. Well, I got up, and I went in there, and I bit into the sink, and I turned around because I kind of felt something weird. And I swear to this day, it was him. Standing there, only it was his shadow. It was his black figure. It was his height, his body shape. He had his hair buzzed, his buzzed bald head, his muscular arms kind of draped to the side, almost like he was like feeling, I don't know, rowdy. I guess guys kind of puff up a little bit and you stick their arms out in a weird way. But I noticed that he was standing there blocking my way to get out into the hallway, and I'm a chicken, and I screamed, and I turned around. I was like, okay, I'm going to relax. I'm not going to let him see me all freaked out because he just startled me. And I rinsed the sink, and I turn around, and I go to ask him a question, and I hear his voice from the bedroom, just down the hallway. like, I can't see the door quite, but I know, like, what's standing in front of me definitely didn't just speak. It was definitely from the bedroom I just came from. And he asked me, Mindy, what are you doing? Is everything okay? And not thinking, because I was still kind of half asleep a little at that point, other than my heart beating out of my chest, I sort of say, yeah, I'm fine. When did you get here? As in, when did you get out of the room and come stand into the bathroom to check on me? And I get halfway through the words, when did you? And then it clicked. This creature, whatever this was, what the shadow was impersonating my boyfriend, that wasn't my boyfriend. And I reached my hand out slowly as if to touch it, just to feel if he was really there or not. And it dissipated, like upwards towards the ceiling. I've never seen it again. I screamed once again, and I ran out of the bathroom as fast as I could, and I jumped into bed pretty much from the doorway. I leaped all the way across the room onto the bed and hunkered down immediately against the wall, crushed in between my boyfriend and the blankets and the wall, trying to get some type of feeling of security at that point. And he asked me what's wrong, and I said, I believe you. I believe you. There's something in this house, and I just saw it, and it was you, but it wasn't you. I mean, to this day, I have no idea what it could have been. There wasn't anywhere that a shadow could come from. There was a turtle tank. The very end of that hallway, towards the front door of the rest of the house, which was illuminating enough light for me to be able to see the perfect shape of this figure. I don't know. I don't know if it was a doppelganger. I don't know if it was some weird form of astral projection where, like, you can still have consciousness and still be out of body, but when you realize it, it goes back in. I don't know. I don't even know if that's a thing. I guess you guys can give me some answers on that. But yeah, that's one of my most intense stories. So I will leave you all at that one. And thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for allowing me to listen and binge listen for hours upon hours upon hours on end. Really enjoy the show, guys. Thanks.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.